pollsters like voters who fall conveniently into broad, easily identifiable categories: Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative. Committed single-issue voters are good, too, whether they're pro-life, pro-choice, anti-guns, pro-guns, whatever. Then there are those who defy political pigeonholes. Pro-choice gun owners, for example, or SUV-driving environmentalists. Pajamas Media wants to slap a label on them, too. In a recent survey, Pajamas Media, the online political commentary, blog, and podcast site, claims that about 40% of voters don't think of themselves as fitting neatly into conservative, moderate, or liberal molds. And so the company is holding a contest to give them a name.
This name is not going to be the definitive name unless we're very lucky.
Roger Simon is CEO of Pajamas Media.
But the idea is to call attention to this phenomenon, to the idea that people's political views are more complex than mainstream media wants to say that it is.
Some top choices? The positionistas, the flexocrats, the mugwumps, or the purples. With or without a label, members of the undesignated 40% are not likely to vote as a bloc. But if you'd like to name them, you can find a link to Pajamas Media at our website, npr.org.